Did I say peas? And okra and corn.
Okay, do you know what a gumbo is?
Well, it's made with vegetables, somewhat like soup, but it's thick.
Okay.
Let me see, usually we have corn, okra, and tomato gumbo.
Okay, if you leave an apple or plum around, it'll dry up and...
shrivel.
The kind of vegetable that comes in large beefy heads, if you have some very large ones, you might say those blank are very big.
Those cabbage.
Okay. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to do what?
Shell the beans.
Okay. What different kinds of beans do you have?
Butter beans, string beans, kidney beans, black-eyed peas, is that under the bean? little sweet peas, and green peas, lima beans.
Okay, can you give me the difference between some of those?
Well, the kidney beans are red beans, I know. And the black-eyed peas are brown with the black eye.
Okay. Let me see. What's it called that you take the top off of turnips and you cook them? And you might say you're making a mess of...
turnip greens.
Okay, I sure would like some of that. The green stuff, leafy stuff that you put into salads, what's that called?
Lettuce.
Okay, now if you had two bunches of lettuce, you might say that you've got two...
heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. You have two boys and three girls. You have...
a lot of children.
Okay. Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
No.
Okay. If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
A bunch of children.
Okay. The outside of an ear of corn, you know what that's called?
A shuck.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of corn called that you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. What do you call the top of corn stalk?
The top of a corn stalk.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes out the end of corn shucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off, what's that called?
The corn silk.
That large round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving is orange. What's that called?
Pumpkin.
Excuse me. The kind of small yellow crook-necked vegetable. Do you know what that's called?
A squash.
Are there any other names for it when you let it dry?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what kinds of melons have you ever heard of being raised?
Watermelons and cantaloupe and honeydew melons. Let me see, that's about it.
Do you know the difference? Can you describe each for me?
Well, now, honeydew melon I haven't seen in quite a while, but a cantaloupe,